Phone Boy Speaks, episode 770, Approaching a Million Freedom Pops.
To be honest, I'm not quite sure how Freedom Pop stays in business. They are a mobile virtual network operator that operates on Sprint, and they basically give away stuff, a small amount of service, either with a mobile device, like a smartphone or the hotspots, and you get they give you a certain amount for free, and if you want more, you pay more per month for the service. And so it's clever, and they use the Sprint network, and I think they use refurbed devices from Sprint. Even at least it seems that way, because they're all of course the network is Sprint, so it makes sense that they use refurbed Sprint devices, and that also keeps the cost down. So, and I regularly get spam email from them, because I'm always looking at their stuff to see if I want to actually try it or not. The newer stuff now is all uses Sprint's LTE network, which isn't available everywhere, of course, but you get free phone service for the price that, just for buying a device and having it on their service. They of course try to upsell you stuff, which is pretty normal. And that's where they make their money, is when you upsell. But, I guess if you're looking for something, you're looking for a cheaper phone service, it's one way to go. And you happen to live in one of their areas where they actually have service. But with this strategy that they're doing, they've almost got a million subscribers, and one of the ways that they, of course, save money is they move as much off to Wi-Fi as humanly possible, and so as a result of that, they are they're actually getting signed up with a bunch of Wi-Fi hotspot aggregators and making them available to Freedom Pop customers. So therefore you can use wireless anywhere. That you don't necessarily have to it doesn't use the cellular network necessarily, but it tries to use wireless, Wi-Fi where possible. So that's one of the ways that they save money. But, then again, unlike on iOS, they even have the free calling app too, which again, it's like, okay, well, how do you make money? Because VoIP termination costs are pretty inexpensive. They're not free still. So, there's something going on there. I'm not quite sure what the model is, but hey, they've got a million people subscribed. And I wonder how much money they're making. They have this article from Fierce Wireless doesn't say that, but apparently they're making something. So they're continuing to expand, and people are trying the service. But it's an interesting model. I'm curious how well that will actually do in the long run. But I keep looking at their stuff and deciding if I want to take the plunge and try it out or not. I haven't pulled the trigger yet, but something to look at for sure if you're looking for a low cost phone service and you happen to live in an area where you can get it, because it's definitely not available everywhere, since it relies on the Sprint LTE network, which is not available everywhere. But at least it's, as I say, it might be a good low cost option if you're looking for something like that.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.